Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, we're back to the Smoky Shelter. And here is your hosts, Big Lance and...
Phil.
Big... Motherfucking Ray Charles.
You throw me under the bus when you do those kind of intros.
Why?
I don't know. You just... Because I never know if you're going to throw my name out or if you're just going to look at me and make that face like... Don't you, brother?
Well, I kind of do.
I feel like what's going to happen is I'm going to go Phil, and you're going to say Phil at the same time,
well,
and we're just going to go Phil.
Well, that'll be awesome. Then you have some percussion behind your Phil. All right, we're going to do a little movie called Scarface. Get your cocaine bags ready.
1983. Who are we talking? Al Pacino. Of course, he's the biggest star in this. Who else did you recognize in this movie that I didn't realize was ever in this movie? I've seen bits and pieces.
Catwoman?
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer. I did not know that she was in this
movie. Oh, I knew she was in this movie. I knew she was hot stuff in this one. She was.
Yeah, she was kind of young there.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby. See you later.
But there was a lot of people I've seen that I know that I've seen before. But yeah, I didn't. Other than Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer, those were the two biggest names that stood out to me.
Yeah. And that asshole guy that worked for Frank that eventually got demised by the helicopter hanging.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize his face. He's played in a few other movies.
All right. Well, before we get into this, why don't you
give a little plot?
This is your movie. Give us a little plot. A
little plot summary.
Tell us what this movie is about.
This movie is about, I think it was like several hundred political refugees.
Mm.
How many?
I think it was in the thousands, dude.
Oh, really? I was going to say like maybe 300 to 500.
They said out of 25,000 refugees that Castro allowed to go over to Florida, he sent 25,000.
And I didn't realize that happened.
It was 250,000.
That's why there's so many fucking different races in Florida, and mainly South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They're right around South Florida.
And that's
got all the Puerto Ricans, all the fucking Cubans, all these different like Latin people, man. A bunch of different Latin groups.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of Miami and those areas.
Oh yeah, Tampa.
I mean just lower Florida.
Yeah. Dominicans too.
Was really a time period piece. I mean, it was written in that time for that time.
Yeah.
You don't watch that movie going, man, this movie's old as fuck. I mean, it is old as fuck, and that's what they made it that way for. Because what year was this? Was in the 80s. 80s.
70s. 80s. I want to say 80s. But I may be wrong. It may have been 70s. It looked kind of 70s. Yeah, it probably was 70s.
No, it was 80s.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony Montana comes down with his, is that his brother or cousin? Cousin. It's his cousin. I don't even know if they're actually kin.
Younger guy who was with
him.
Yeah,
but I think they say they're cousins, but I don't actually think they are, though, right?
I don't know. I mean.
He eventually sleeps with his sister and all, and gets with his sister a little bit.
You're right. I was going to say that I don't remember the whole cousin thing.
I want to say, though, they were just friends. Who knows?
I think they were just best friends.
But Tony Montana come to the country of opportunity, and he was going to seize every bit he found. He started out fucking washing dishes and went from washing dishes to running a little. And that guy that gave him the deal probably knew that deal was going to go south. You know what
you
I mean?
Think?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you got fucking balls. I got a fucking deal for you. You fuck with this fella that nobody else probably wants to fuck with. And he did.
Yeah, that makes sense. I follow that.
And he did. And
I didn't think that at the time, but now I see it after you told me.
Yeah,
about
he was a fucking dickhead. He didn't like Tony. And Tony was, what, just making, he was like, oh, you fucking cockroach, talking to him like he was a piece of shit, and he's sitting there fucking washing dishes. You know what I mean?
He had balls, dude. He did not give a fuck.
No, he didn't. And he didn't give a fuck. And that guy didn't like Tony. You know what I mean? Who the fuck are you talking to me like this with a fucking dish rag in your hand? You got balls? I got a fucking job for you then. And that's what he did. He put him on a dummy mission. And his fucking best friend gets killed. One of his best friends get killed during the thing. And what does he do when Frank meets him? He says, I love shit. Well, I love that shit. No, yeah. no problem. Just fun for me. Or whatever the fuck he said. He's like, Tony, I'm sorry you lost. It's fun for me. What, you got some money? You got some more money? I'll do some more shit, man. Make other people die that I love.
That's pretty good.
Alright, well, anyway. And then, so Frank loves him, man. Frank's like, hell yeah, this motherfucking, he's a mule. He'll fucking do something for you. Yeah, he'll fucking, man, you just give him a little bit of respect. And he'll do whatever you ask him. That's what he tells the old fucker that really don't like him, right? Mm-hmm. Frank does. He says, yeah, he fucking, that's my dog now. That's my dog. And what is a dog?
Well, Frank
a dog is loyal.
Right. Frank really likes him. And that's why the other
he
guy
really
don't like
does
him.
Like him. But you hear him at first. He's like, he's a fucking hood dog. He's sitting there. He's coming out of the fucking alleyway. He ain't got nothing. He'll do anything you ask him to. That's what he pretty much tells the other guy. He's like, he's just a fucking, you know what I mean?
He's loyal.
He's a loyal fucking alley dog is what he is. You fucking hold your hand out with a little bit of food in it, and he'll fucking do your bidding. So anyway, and that's the way Frank kind of looks at him. But then, you know, he comes across some good deals for Frank and hooks, you know, and, well, the guy, he sends him to Cuba, right? What's that, Cuba?
Omar. Ain't that Omar? Ain't that guy's name?
Okay.
That's the guy who don't like him.
Right. They send him to Cuba, am I right? They send him to Cuba to see these cartel group down mm-hmm. there? Was it in Cuba?
I don't know if it was Cuba. I can't remember.
I want to say, yeah, Colombia. Colombia.
Yeah.
It's Colombia.
Because they were going to get coke.
Right. They send him to Colombia to meet these big cartel drug dealers down there. And what's his name? Can you get his name? Because he's a big deal in the movie. Anyway, so they go to his mansion. And Omar's pretty much telling Tony to shut his mouth. You don't speak for Frank. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't speak for Frank. Don't say that.
Well, because Tony was trying to change the deal.
Change the deal. He's like, yeah, we need to buy more than this. Fuck that. We need more, you know. And he's like, you don't speak for Frank. You don't know what, you know. And then what happens? The man's like, we'll talk to Frank, come back with the money or whatever, and we'll hang on to your buddy over here, Tony. And Tony's like, yeah, I keep him straight. Or what is it? I keep this man on ice. Tony tells Omar to keep the other guy. Anyway, the cartel guy's like, I keep it on my
ice. That's who I'm trying to find.
I'm keeping him on ice for Frank. So, and then they kill Omar right in front of Tony's face. He says, that guy, I never fucking trusted that guy. That guy is fucking cockroach.
I love how he says cockroach. He says that shit
that guy,
a lot.
I never fucking liked that guy. I never fucking trusted him 1 minute.
You do pretty good, Tony Montana. But yeah, if you could do a drinking game with how many, every time he says cockroaches, take a shot. Yeah. And you'd be drunk by the end of that movie. He says that shit.
What about when him and his buddy sitting up there on the beach or whatever, on the patio or whatever it is, and they're like, he's like, let me tell you what the women want, man. They want you to do this. And he sticks his tongue out of it. He's like, what the fuck is that thing? Looking like a lizard, man. He says, you go do this. You go do this, and let me see. And he goes up to the little kid, and he's like, watch this, man. Watch this. And he goes up and licks in front of the girl or says something to her. She slaps the shit out of him. And then this is one of the famous lines. I don't know if it was before that little scene or after, but it was while they're sitting at them little tables or whatever. And he's like, tell you what you're going to get in this life. You get the money, you get the power, you get the bitches.
That was a good one. In that order. That's right.
You get the money, you get the power, you get the bitches.
And he does, man. I mean, this dude, that's what I liked about this movie. I watched this movie bits and pieces here and there, never really got into it, never cared about it. Had to sit down and watch it for the podcast. And the one takeaway that I have from this movie is, man, this dude, man, he was fearless. And he went from being a nobody to being top fucking dog.
And he knew he was going to do it. He went to fucking fight teeth and nail in America to become rich and be somebody, be powerful.
What did you say? You were telling me the other night when we were talking about it.
Tell me when they're sitting in the. I was gonna wait to get to that part, but anyway, he's in love with, or he likes Frank's wife, which is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh yeah, he's fucking, and he has no fear about going after her.
Yeah, he's fucking. He goes and picks her up, and she's like, "What is that?" And he's like, "It's a fucking Cadillac, baby." A fucking Cadillac. You can't be seen in my Cadillac. Okay, okay. Let me show you then, bitch. And he goes and buys him like a Mercedes or some shit.
Yeah, a Ferrari or something. It was like an up-to-date, brand new.
There's a fucking Cadillac, baby. Yeah. And then he tries to kiss her. And she's like, no, you're just the fucking help. He's like, me, I'm no fucking help. I tell you that right now, I'm not the help. I don't know what the fuck. He's like, I'm not the hell. Fuck that shit. I'm big. I'll show you one day.
And he does.
He eventually takes over Frank's business and shoots Frank dead. Shoots Frank's cop buddy dead. Hey, what does he shoot him first? Like, you can't fucking shoot a cop.
Refresh my memory on him shooting Frank, because I remember he shoots Frank. This was the first. I watched this earlier in the week. Run through the details of when he shot Frank. You remember him, don't you?
Yeah, he goes in there because Frank tried to have him killed.
Because he found out about...
Because he was fucking with his old lady.
Yeah, he found out he was fucking
and
with
his old lady. And he told him, he says, you ain't hard, Frank. You know, he says, me, I'm the hard one. You ain't hard. You ain't nobody to be scared of. Just because you got all that fucking money don't make you a fucking man. And... he seen that he was just, you know, stepping over line a little bit, so Frank was going to get rid of him. And when that failed, he went over there to kill him. And immediately, he gets a phone call, and he's like, answer your phone, Frank. Frank's like, no, it's nobody. Oh, it's nobody, huh? No, answer it. And he answers the phone, he's like, okay. And it was the phone call saying, no, we didn't kill him. It all fucked up.
Okay. It's all coming back to me now. I remember that.
Okay, so then he fucking, that's when he calls them fucking cockroaches. He says, you're the fucking pig in the mud, Frank. You remember, because Frank tells him an elaborate story when they first start hanging out about pig uh-huh. in the mud or some shit. And he's like, you're the fucking pig in the mud, Frank. You fucking dirty cockroach. You did me wrong. Pow, pow. He fucking kills him. And then he's got the gun at the cop. And then the cop's like, you can't fucking shoot a cop. And he hands the gun to his buddy. He's like, you're right. Shoot that piece of fucking shit, cockroach. And he fucking kills him.
I do remember that. He tossed him the gun.
Yeah, he tossed him the gun. He's like, shoot that piece of shit, cockroach.
And
or
then
some
just
shit.
Walks away. And
right.
He's like, pow. Yep.
And then we got... Then he goes and wakes Michelle Pfeiffer up in the bed.
And says, you mind now,
laying in the bed with her. And she's like, oh, what are you doing? Where's Frank? You don't have to worry about Frank no more, baby. I got you. There's no more Frank. That was it. Michelle Pfeiffer was her. He is now.
Oh, yeah. took everything that man had.
And he fucking started booming in the business. Everything was coming up. Motherfucker got Shark Tank.
The movie could have went off right there, and that would have been satisfying enough. But then it keeps going on because for another chapter.
You got to kill the.
Because this motherfucking movie's 3 hours long. It's 2 hours and 50 minutes long.
You got to, as Lion King says, you got to kill the king.
Yep.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, that's the wrong song.
That's right.
No, there's one about killing the king that the hyenas and all sing.
It's a circle of life.
Or the down up the fall of the king. What's the name of the song?
I don't know.
It ain't the circle of life, I tell you
that's
that.
That's the only one I know.
Kuna Matata. Dum-dum-dum. What a wonderful phrase. Dum, 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 dum. Kuna Matata. Dum, dum, dum. Ain't no more coke in my face.
Boom, boom, da, boom. Means no worries
for the rest of your days. It's a catastrophe.
Okay, come on. Let's go back.
All right. Then we got So he's fucking Michelle Pfeiffer running
and
around.
And he's making money hand over fist. He's
I don't remember exactly why he has to fucking kill this man. He's got to kill some political figure. Because his cartel buddy, he's like, we got to kill this guy or something. I can't remember why.
I should have watched this movie.
I think
last.
He was cracking down on like the drugs or some shit. Some kind of political figure. And they was like, we got to kill this man and all this. And
yeah, yeah.
It was some. Right. I can't remember exactly why it was Tony Montana's duty to do it. But anyway, so they send this big hitman from fucking.
Alondra Sosa.
That's okay.
Who was Alondra Sosa?
Sosa?
Yeah.
Sosa was the man, I think. Was the cartel man, right? Sosa.
Yep. And then you got Ernie, Nick the Pig, Hector the Toad,
Hector,
Jerry the Banker.
Oh, we forgot when he kills the boss man or whatever, there's the one guy that's left, and it's like the henchman of the boss man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you want a job? He's like, hell yeah, thank you, Tony. I see you in the morning.
Yeah, because he killed everybody else and he had the gun pointed at him. And I like that part. I forgot that one.
All right, well, listen, Tony, okay, he's starting to get a little fucked up, man. His old lady just fucking coke here. What's he call her? He says, My old lady just shoveling coke down her fucking head, her fat head all day or some shit. That shit was funny. And then that's when they start arguing. He's like, another quiet little boy should love me again.
That was my favorite quote of the movie. And I know all of them. And, of course, the one, say hello to my little friend. My favorite quote was that one.
Another quiet little should love me again. All right, my favorite quote, man, is when he's sitting there drunk as shit at the. They're sitting around eating at a big fancy fucking restaurant with his wife there, and I think his best friend, and
Manny.
Yeah, and they're all talking, and he's just fucking slobbering drunk, and he starts. Talking shit about his wife. He starts talking shit about his friends. Like, just calm down, Tony. Just calm down. And this, I think they all done fucking walked out. And he's like standing up, just talking to all the rich motherfuckers in the room. He's like, see, you people, you need people like me. So you can say, you can punch your fucking finger and say, there's the bad guy. Well, say goodnight to the bad guy. And he fucking, that was my favorite scene. Say goodnight to the bad guy. And then he gets the call that he's got to kill this political figure, and he sends some fucking hitman down there to help him out, and they fucking strap a bomb to the man's car. And Tony sees that his kids and all are in the car. Mm. They're fucking riding behind him with the fucking clicker.
Wife and kids.
To kill them with the. I mean, they got the clicker. Yeah. And if they get out of range, then, they can't do it. So they got to do it at this special time that they can. So whenever they're riding behind him and Tony notices that there's fucking kids in the car, he's like, we can't do this now. We can't do this. And the hitman's like, no, we got to listen. Sosa said, we got to do it now. This is our only chance. He's like, no, we're not fucking killing no kids, you fucking cockaross. And then he shoots him. And then he's got to go and call up Sosa and tell him, look, man, your fucking friend, he fucked up. He's like, no, Tony, you fucked up. I told you that was the only chance. And now they've done found the bomb, so they got extra security on him. We can't get him now. And he's like, and Tony's like, fuck you. We don't give a fuck. You bring your fucking army. We don't give a fuck. And he's like, you can't fucking talk to me like that. You know, you ain't no fucking better than Frank, bitch. You gonna work for me before it's over with. Is the way, you know, Tony's just so fucking big in his head now that nobody's over him. You know what I mean?
It don't matter
that this man's paying for his bill. You know what I mean? He's the reason where Tony's where he's at. Tony's still above him in Tony's eyes. You know, Tony done fucking got his fucking name stitched into his humongous ass, probably $10,000 fucking office chair. You know, he's just fucking got it going on, man. So this army comes to fucking kill him. And he's got plenty of fucking, you know, bodyguards and shit around, guns. So, but they fucking just send this, you know, a crazy amount of people to fucking kill him. And they go
in.
This
was one of my favorite parts.
And it was a fucking ambush. And what's Tony do? He fucking puts his head in a goddamn mound full of fucking coke on his desk. He's got a fucking, like, blow that suitcase full of fucking coke they had. So he pours it all out on the desk, and he's just fucking hitting the mound, putting his face in it. And then he comes out on the balcony from his little house, or what was that, staircase or whatever. Mm-hmm. He comes out and with his guns, say hello to my little friend. And they're just fucking putting holes all in him, man. He's just staying awake because he's so coked. I mean, he's not dying because he's so coked.
His adrenaline's pumping, and it's keeping him temporarily alive.
He literally probably does not die until the fucking blood runs out of his body. So much blood that he can't fucking live no more. But the guy sneaks up behind him and fucking blows him away with the shotgun, right? And that was it. No more Tony Montana. The king has fallen.
Say goodbye to the bad guy.
Say goodbye to the bad guy.
All right, man. I enjoyed the shit out of this movie, man.
Did you?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've only watched it the one time now, but I watched it like Monday night, or I think it was Monday night. I should have watched that one last night. But I just...
It was long.
It was 2 hours and 50 minutes, and as much pausing I had to do to go, wait a minute, what the fuck just happened? And then go back. I mean, it's safe to say it was a 3-hour-plus movie for me. But I did. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching his start to finish.
His performance was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Al Pacino did an awesome job there. I mean... And like I said earlier in the podcast, I mean, it's a time period piece. I mean, it's made in that time for that time. I mean, so when you watch it in 2249, it's still going to be set in that time. I mean, that's what it's for. You know?
Yeah.
I think it was a good movie. I'm glad I watched it. It's not probably not a movie I would ever go back and just watch for the fun of it again. Not saying I'll never watch it again, but I mean... I'm glad you bought it and I didn't have to, because I probably won't watch it that often.
I actually had a bootleg copy of it.
But you wanted a good
at my house. They come in probably just as good as that one does. But yeah, I did. I wanted to have it. I wanted to own it. Went my $9.99. So I bought it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna give this movie, just based on how good it was, and, you know, I'm going to give this movie 7.5.
Okay. All right, well, give you my quick little rating review. I enjoyed this movie a lot. I loved it since the first time I watched it, when I was probably about 15 or so when I watched this movie. And I might have been a little bit older than that the first time I actually watched it, 16 maybe. But I don't know. It just has some really good writing and really good acting and really good dialogue. But it could have been a little shorter. Some of the scenes, the dialogue in it just was drug out. But overall, it was a great movie, and it was worth the watch, even if it was close to a three-hour movie. So I will probably watch this movie again, probably no time soon, but probably in 5 years, yeah, I could watch it again. I'm going to give it an 8, even 8, yeah.
All right, that's good. I don't think I've... And I may be wrong. If I am podcast land, let me know about it. Send us an email or something, a message. Hit us up on Facebook. But I don't think me or Big Lance has given any movies anything above an 8.
Yeah, we have.
Have I?
Yeah. You've given 8.5s and 8. And I want to say you've given like an 8.6 and 8.7, something like that, around on one of those.
Have I given anything on a 9?
Yeah, you did give something a 9.
But I hadn't given anything a 10.
You haven't given anything over a 9.
Yeah.
I want to say you gave Shaun of the Dead a 9.
It'd be cool if we posted that next, like somehow posted that on the image of the picture.
What, we rated it?
Yeah.
Nah. Let's don't do that.
It would just be good for us to go back and look.
And be able to see.
Without having to listen to the whole episode.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, well, that's a good rating. All right, well, let's move in to a little bit of budget versus box office. 1983, what you think this movie spent in budget?
1983?
Yep.
The movie came out in 83, wow. And it was a movie based in the 80s?
Yeah, it was.
Come out in 83.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just strange, kind of. It's like doing a
period piece.
I reckon.
That's like, what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, they're
it's
actually,
like doing the World Trade Center after the World Trade Center died. Okay, yeah, I got
you. Yeah, well, this happened in 1980, so it was 3 years after that happened.
I got
you. But this was fictional, though. I mean, yeah, they didn't base it on. Well, other than like Castro and.
Yeah, yeah.
All the other characters.
It could have possibly even happened.
Oh, I mean, it could have, but it was actually
with an actual political refugee that come from Cuba, or ain't that right, Cuba?
Yep.
All right. I'm gonna say they put no real big, huge. Well, there's a lot of people in this movie, and they had one of the best actors going. At that time, one of the best actors. He had just played in, like, Serpico or something. Am I right?
Who?
Fucking Al Pacino.
Serpico?
Damn, I'm giving you a fucking a movie name.
I don't know that I've ever heard of Serpico.
Really? Well, yeah, I just gave you a movie name.
Anyway.
If you choose Al Pacino. but then you also got Michelle Pfeiffer. So I'm going to say they put $7 million on this movie. That's a lot for that time.
$7
million? Yeah.
$25
million. Wow.
They spent $25 million on this movie.
Wow.
Look, cocaine is expensive.
Yeah, you're right. They did have a lot of nice cars and a mansion. I didn't even think about that. A fucking huge mansion and all them nice restaurants they ate at. Yeah, they spent some money on this movie.
What did this movie gross?
I'm going to say in box office.
Yeah, box office.
$45 million.
What? $44 million.
Really?
Actually, no. It says 45.5.
What?
But on the other page, I swear it said $44 million.
Wow. You can't get no better than Big Lance when it comes to box. Did you know that
either way, 44, 45, you got
some people have, like, box office polls, like fantasy box office leagues.
Oh, that would be cool as fuck.
Oh, man, I would be so good at that, right?
Yeah, you would. I would join that. I would do
that. I would, too. But I don't know if it's online now. I've just heard a podcaster talk about how they used to be in a fantasy box office.
I may have to look league, that up.
But it was probably like between a group of friends that he had.
I'll look that up. If not, though, we ought to do one.
We should.
All right. Hey, well, bonus question. Opening weekend.
Opening weekend, it made 20 mil.
No.
Nah, okay, can I change that?
Sure.
I'm going to change it to seven, back to my original 7 million that I thought they started it off with.
Close.
242,000. Wow. Wow. That's good. I bet this bitch was in fucking box office for a long time, though. 80-something, man. The movies was in there fucking 6, 8, 10 months. I want to say, I think I said this on a previous podcast, but Tom Cruise mentioned in a podcast with Chris Hardwick that I want to say he said Top Gun was in fucking movie theaters for a year.
Oh, yeah. Now, older movies used to run for a long time.
Top Gun was in the 90s. Imagine an 80s movie. Oh, that bitch probably run for 2 years.
Exactly. And before VCRs, like when shit like the original Planet
of the
Apes.
They played like Scarface on like drive-in theaters and shit.
And like Planet of the Apes. I was listening to a podcast on the original one the other day, and they said that, that's back before VCRs. So you didn't get to watch it on VCR after it come out. So you would go and watch it 4, 5, 6, 7,
right,
8 times.
Right.
And it would play for fucking 6 months, 8 months, 10 months. They don't do that shit no more. It goes to video on demand now. So keep that in mind when you're choosing opening weekend.
I do.
On, you know, older movies.
I know, I get ahead of myself sometimes. But I'm usually good with budget and box office. Opening weekend, I usually do fuck up a little bit. Unless some of these newer movies I'm pretty good with.
But then you also have to, you know, factor in the damn
see, the newer
inflation
movies,
and shit, too.
The newer movies, people that love going to see movies, they go out and see them quick as possible, man.
But
they
only see it one time. Then you,
I know,
then you
that,
get it
but
on
I'm saying they
video
get,
on
they,
demand.
Most of their money comes on the opening weekend, mm-hmm. and then it starts slowing down. But if it's a big movie, it'll stay in there for
six weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's something like Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah. Something like that.
As long as it's still producing money. But when it topples
down. Deadpool and all them, I'm sure they stayed in forever. All these big superhero movies. All
right. Well, let's get into the name game.
Name game.
Get into the
is
name
that what
game.
We're calling it?
That's
name
what
game.
We're calling it,
name
the name game.
Name game.
That's what I'm calling it right now. Podcast Land, we're going to explain to you guys, just in case this is the first episode that you're ever listening, and if so, welcome to Smoke Shelter, come back. This is a game where whoever chose this movie, in this particular case, Scarface was chosen by Big Lance, then I choose an actor out of this movie, and we go back and forth until someone can't guess anymore. A movie that actor's been in, besides the movie in question. So tonight, I'm going to choose Al Pacino.
How did I know that you was going to choose?
Because I only had two people, Al Pacino or
all right, Michelle. Well, I will go ahead and use the one.
And then Big Lance gets to go first because he chose the movie, I chose the actor, he goes first.
That's right. I'm going to go Serpico because you know that one now.
Serpico? So that's fine because I'm not 100% on that, so I'm going to challenge you on it at the end of the game.
Sure.
Okay. Because you didn't sound sold on it earlier. But
Serpico. Yeah.
Okay.
Serpico.
Okay. Devil's Advocate.
I don't know. He's also Devil's Advocate.
Because that's the one right out the gate to throw out.
Why? Because it's the first one that you've watched.
It's the one I remember really liking. The movie itself's not really great, but all the actors did a really good job playing their characters.
Pacino.
So, I guess it's an all right movie, but it's just.
I keep wanting to go to De Niro movies, man. I keep thinking De Niro too. Like fucking Taxi and.
Or George. Not George Burns, but Gabriel Burns. He reminds me of Al Pacino, too.
Pacino. And now I'm thinking Jack Nicholson movies. fucking anger management and fucking... Pacino.
I got two more. Come on.
Do you really? Okay, I'm gonna go on. Guess you got me.
I'm just playing. I ain't got two more. I don't have any more. So if you got one, throw it out there, brother. I'm trying to think too. Al Pacino. I just knew Devil's Advocate.
No, I'm thinking John Malkovich.
Being Al Pacino.
Right.
Wasn't that a movie?
Now I'm thinking Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh my God. But I'm going to think of a million of them when I'm listening to the playback. Fucking Al Pacino, man. I mean.
Serpico 2. Oh, I got it.
What?
I got it.
What?
Godfather.
Godfather. Godfather 2.
Godfather 3.
Godfather of the Next Dawn. I don't think so.
But
Devil's Advocate too.
I want to say he plays in another gangster movie that I just can't.
Oh,
think of
Casino.
It. That's fucking De Niro.
That is De Niro. Hey. Heat.
Heat. Heat.
Heat.
Heat.
Heat. No, not heat. Heat.
That's not heat.
Not the Sandra Bullock. Melissa McCarthy.
That's
heat.
The heat.
The heat. Al Pacino. Oh my God, I'm gonna kick myself in the ass because I know there's millions of fucking movies I've seen.
I can't believe we didn't think of Godfather 1, 2, and 3 right off.
Because you're on the spot. I mean, shit.
That should have been our first answer is Godfather. Goodfellas. Nope. Reservoir Dogs. Nope. It's one. I feel like there's another
mafia
movie that he's in. But I think I won that.
I'm on. Fuck it. Heat.
Heat.
It. Do or die.
I don't know about that. Pacino.
Cap.
Kappa.
Cappuccino.
Oh, my God.
Man, my internet ain't coming in for shit.
Al Pacino.
Heat! Heat! Heat!
He wasn't one.
I won.
You did not win. How? I think we both had the same exact answer. I had one, you had... I had like three and you had three. Scarface, Heat. Yeah, there was one called Heat. But that ain't full title.
It was.
All right, was you wanting to do this?
I don't really care.
Other game?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. Do you remember?
It's my go then, right? Or is it your no, it's my go. Because this is my movie.
All right, well, explain this game to podcast land.
All right, well, this is what we're going to do is I'm going to go to IMDb. I'm going to think of a movie that we have done in a previous episode of ours, and I think I'm going to go with, okay, I got it. And I'm going to just check out, I picked a movie from my previous podcast, so I'm going to go and look at something on the trivia or fact page or whatever, and I'm going to say it to Philip, and then he's going to have to try to guess the movie. Or episode in.
Okay, I remember now. And we leave out names or anything that'll just the movie away.
No, you leave out. Don't leave out just any name because, I mean, I won't remember every character's name.
Right.
But, I mean, if it's something like Achilles from, you know, you don't say Achilles because you're going to know that's obviously Troy, even though we haven't done that one, but I'm just not using that as an example. I wouldn't name a big fucking name like that. That's going to be very,
I got you. All right. I remember the game now.
It's like Billy run up to Susie and said, you know, suck my dick, Susie. I mean, you know,
I follow you. Okay, I think Podcast Land follows too. All right, so I'm remembering the conversation now. I remember we had a conversation the other night on the phone about a new game, but I couldn't remember details. I forget a lot of shit. All right, so, and I got to guess the movie.
Yes, you do, and this is why this might take a while, because it's trying to find something that's worthy of saying.
See, you're already going to need to know that ahead of time. This game's going to take a little bit of prep.
All right, I might not be in the... Hold on, just give me a second. You might have to edit all this out. What's a synopsis?
Synopsis.
What is that?
Synopsis. That's pretty much the long version of the plot.
Whoa.
Real quick. Are we doing trivia? Are we doing goofs, quotes, connections? I mean, IMDb's got a lot of different shit.
I think you just anything, stick with anything you want. Any kind of tip you want to give me. Any kind of tip you want to give me that is a fact about the movie.
Okay.
Whether it be a quote or...
trivia, whatever. Okay.
I mean, there is a game that somebody does that I know. It's just quotes, and they call it doing lines.
That's funny.
It is kind of funny. I'm not even coming up with a fucking movie that we've done right now, and I'm trying to think of a movie that we've done that I need to use, but I can't even think of one. You want to do your? Do you got one?
I got one. Yeah.
All right, we'll go for it.
And I'm gonna replace the character's name with the actor's first name. So that might be a hint if you know the actor's first name.
Well, that might be a dead giveaway that you're telling me that.
Well, let's see. When rocks are falling, Jonathan screams, "Holy shit!" He said he spelled the explicit word because his mother made him promise not to use any bad language in the movie.
When rocks are falling, he says shit. He says HIT.
He says holy SHIT.
Holy SHIT.
He said he spelled the explicit word because his mother made him promise not to use any bad language in the movie.
When rocks are falling. So there's rocks falling on. And he says, oh shit.
What movie?
I know, I'm trying to think where rocks are falling in a movie. When rocks are falling in a movie. The only thing that is coming to mind, and you said Jonathan.
Name that episode.
You said Jonathan.
Jonathan is the actor's real name.
And I'm not like recognizing that name. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
How many movies have we done with Jonathan Taylor Thomas in them?
It's like the only Jonathan I can think of is Jonathan Taylor Thomas. See, but I think if we both do this, we're going to run out of movies pretty soon.
Oh, shit, no we're not, dude. There's a million but on we're this doing. One movie I could do.
Yeah.
We can always repeat the movies.
Okay, I'm going to say The Goonies.
Nailed it.
Did it?
You got it.
Was it The Goonies?
I did not stump the chump. I like that. What about Stump the Chump?
Did what?
That could be named Stump the Chump. I did not stump the chump.
Okay.
All right, now your turn. You pick a movie. See, it don't matter who goes first on this one. We just, whoever comes up with one first. Because it's not about the movie we're doing that night.
So I'm not doing one now?
Yeah, now you do one.
Oh, now I do one. All right. Well, let's do this.
You try to stump the chump.
Let's do this. I'm going to go to a quote from the movie.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. Let's tell them what we're getting it out of. Either quotes. Yes, let's say this is a trivia question, or this is a quote, or this is a... What were the fucking rest of them? Seriously, I can't find them now. Oh, trivia, goofs, quotes, connections, or soundtracks. Let's name the category and then say what our clue is. But well, this is a what now, a quote?
This is a quote.
All right.
You think I'm a hero? I'm not a hero. I'm a drifter with nothing to lose. Now you killed that girl to put me in a frame? I mean, to beat you to death and drink your blood from a boot. Now this is how it's going to work. You're going to give me the address, and I'll be along when I'm damn good and ready. And if she doesn't answer the phone when I call this number, if I even think you hurt her, I'll disappear. And if you're smart, that scares you, because I'm in your blind spot, and I have nothing better to do.
Oh, my God, I remember that fucking quote, man. I swear to God, I remember that quote. I remember that.
That sounds like some Liam Neeson shit.
Hey, I'm thinking Taken the whole fucking time. I swear to God. I have a special set of skills.
And if that's smart, if you're smart, that scares you.
That's what I remember. Jack Reacher.
It is Jack Reacher.
You did not stump the Trump. You did not stump the chump.
You're the Trump. Hell yeah.
That was good. I like that. That was good. Okay.
Yeah, I like doing lines.
Well, I like... What you think about that name? Stump the Trump. Stump the Chump.
Stump the Chump. I like it.
I don't know if I like it now. I'm going to keep saying Stump the Trump. Stump the Chump. Well, neither one of us could stump the Chump tonight.
That's right. We both badass.
We did good. All right. What else we got? We did rating and reviews. We did budget versus box office. We did the name game. We did stump the Trump. One word. What's one word on this movie?
Can I get one word, Phil?
We should change one word to one quote.
Scarface. For Scarface, we will do one quote since there's so many memorable quotes. So many memorable quotes that there's actually so many ringtones of quotes from Scarface.
And the chances, ridiculous. There's so many quotes, the chances of me and Lance picking the same quote is not going to happen. So tonight, tonight only, give me my intro again.
One quote, Big Phil.
Another quote. She love me again.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with this. You need people like me in your life so you can point your fucking finger and say there's the bad guy. Well, say goodnight to the bad guy.
All right.
Good night.
All right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, spread the love. Tell your friends about us. Check us out on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. You find us.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Automatic. Hey, guys, we love the love we've been getting from y'all on iTunes. I've seen our popularity go up on iTunes. That's pretty awesome. Give us a 5-star rating. Give us a review. You can always check us out at smokeshelter.com. We are on Podbean now. I don't know if we're going to stick with it. We're trying it, but you can always find us currently at podomatic.com. I think that's it for the plugs. Any last words? Big Lance.
Good night, you fucking cockroaches.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You have no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. sleep.
I could start doing that on the post. No, you could do. You could say your host Big Lance.
How about
this? And then I could do Phil with chorus on it. No, it just sounds like a stadium screaming.
Yeah, Phil. Or look. Or how about this? I say Big Lance and
Phil.
No, you say Phil. I say Phil. Watch Phil.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Whatever.